Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the movie we'll be discussing is an adaptation of Thomas Hardy's classic romance. It's called Far From the Madding Crowd.
I had to look up the word madding, and it actually means frenzied. This is the story of an independent woman outside of London in 1870, a time when women were rarely independent. However, I thought she wasn't so much independent as afraid of commitment.
She's a woman that's far ahead of her time in a lot of ways. Carey Mulligan plays a woman who inherits a rural English estate and then attracts the romantic attentions of three different men. And her decisions aren't always as good as probably they should be.
Well, that's the part that seemed quirky to me. Every man she meets asks her to marry him as soon as they meet her. I mean, right off the bat, hello, my name is Mr. Oak, and would you marry me? I just didn't understand the allure.
Well, for one thing, she has an estate, which makes her very wealthy. But I think it's her independent spirit that's something that was totally unlike most women of the time who were so repressed. You even noticed in the costumings, they were tight and they were bound and pulled in. And that's exactly the way the women had to live in those days.
I thought everybody was sort of a walk-on character, a cardboard cutout. I thought, well, if I'd read the novel, maybe I would have gotten more understanding of each person's motivation. But any minute I was expecting Fabio to come out of the barn without a shirt on. I mean, it just seemed like a Danielle Steele novel.
Oh, really? I thought it was much better than that.
Really?
Particularly because of the acting. Although, in the original 1967 film version, Julie Christie played the lead role. She's so stunning that you can see why three men would go for her.
There you go, yes.
Carey Mulligan, not quite so much.
No allure. I just didn't feel that there was.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.